Welcome back to NewsRamp Environmental and Energy for Friday morning, April 3rd, 2026. As always, real news stories with AI narration. Visit newsramp.com for the full articles. First, a note from our sponsor. Newscrafters.com puts you in the news creation business. Build your online authority today with AI-assisted newscrafters.com news curation. Here we go.
Intica Systems SE, provisional figures for 2025 published, revised guidance confirmed. Intica Systems SE has published provisional figures for 2025, confirming a slight decrease in group sales to approximately €68.5 million. The mobility segment saw a slight upward trend, while EBIT remained negative at around minus €1.5 million. Orders on hand at year-end were €80.3 million. The company aims to reduce costs and develop new business areas amidst high order volatility. Mining news breaks. ESG Gold Corp sets stage with expanded offering and historic asset focus. ESG Gold Corp has expanded its offering with a focus on historic assets. The company aims to raise gross proceeds of up to $7.67 feet, through the sale of units at $0.68 each. The funds will support the advancement of the flagship Montauban project in Quebec, leveraging modern techniques to extract value from legacy tailings while prioritizing environmental restoration.
Billion-dollar breaks. Wheaton Precious Metals Corp. has signed a gold and silver stream agreement with KGL Resources for the Jervois project in Australia. This deal marks Wheaton's first streaming transaction in the country and is expected to provide construction funding for the copper project. The move aligns with Wheaton's strategy to expand its portfolio with critical metals in stable jurisdictions to meet global demand for low-carbon energy infrastructure.
Solar is establishing its dominance among energy sources. Solar power has surged, now supplying roughly 10% of global electricity, outpacing nuclear generation. Worldwide capacity hit 2,900 gigawatts in 2025, with projections to reach 9,000 gigawatts by 2030. Vision Marine Technologies, Inc. is also making strides in transforming maritime transport to run on electricity. Green Energy Stocks focuses on companies shaping the green economy, offering tailored corporate communication solutions for maximum impact.
What buyers need to know before purchasing used EVs. Used electric vehicles are now the top search in Australia's used car market, driven by soaring fuel costs. Pickles, a major automotive auction platform, has seen a surge in EV-related searches. This trend may extend to global markets like the U.S., where companies like Lucid Motors are prominent players. For more insights on EVs and green energy, visit greencarstocks.com.
Ucore Rare Metals Inc. strengthens position amid global REE supply challenges. Ucore Rare Metals Inc. strengthens its position amidst global rare earth element supply challenges. With industry analysts predicting a surge in demand for REEs used in clean energy technologies, Ucore is focusing on developing technologies and facilities to process rare earth concentrates into high-purity oxides for manufacturing. As global supply chains remain concentrated overseas, Ucore aims to establish itself as a key player in building a secure North American rare earth supply chain.
Green energy breaks. American Fusion Inc. nears fuel supply agreements supporting a neutronic fusion commercialization. American Fusion Inc. is finalizing fuel supply agreements with a U.S.-based subsidiary for helium-3 and deuterium, crucial for its Texatron, a neutronic fusion system. These agreements are expected to bolster the company's commercialization strategy and ensure access to essential resources for technology development and market entry.
Nevada Organic Phosphate Inc. targets the supply gap in fertilizer for the expanding organic food market. The company is developing its Murdoch-Naughton project in northeastern Nevada to provide organic rock phosphate fertilizer to U.S. farmers. Early drilling confirms phosphate grades suitable for organic farming, with multiple target zones identified. Infrastructure access, including nearby rail transport, may support distribution across the United States.
So thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Environmental and Energy Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires. We encourage you to visit newsramp.com to read all of today's news.